This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the nation's largest liquefied natural gas facilities will shut down for 3 weeks. The closure of the Freeport LNG plant in Texas comes after an explosion Wednesday morning caused damage to it. The facility provides about 20% of the nation's LNG processing. An investigation into the explosion is underway. Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residents in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The January 6th committee have hired a television producer to sell their agenda to the American people.
Public congressional hearings on last year's Capitol attack are set to begin Thursday night. Several hearings will be scattered throughout June in prime time and during daytime hours. Democrats hired a former TV producer to help produce the hearings. New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says the hearings taking place are unprecedented.
They are Nancy Pelosi's appointees, and everyone across America needs to know that. Every single member that was appointed by Kevin McCarthy is not on the committee. That's because Nancy Pelosi broke 200 plus years of precedent by not allowing the Republican minority leader to appoint members of a sitting committee.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors are pushing for R&B singer and convicted sex offender R. Kelly to sit in a prison for more than 25 years. He'll be sentenced June 29th. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Micrometeoroid strikes are unavoidable in space. Between May 23rd and 25th, NASA's James Webb Space Telescope sustained an impact on one of its primary mirror segments. It has caused a minor flaw in data being sent back to Earth. As a result of this impact, a specialized team of engineers have been formed to look at ways to mitigate the effects of further micrometeoroid hits. The January 6th committee gets virtually no respect from conservatives. One of the men kicked off the January 6th committee by Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax overnight the goal of the January 6th show.
First time in 232 years, first time in the history of the Congress, of the House, that the minority leader has not been able to put on a select committee the individuals he or she selected. So that's the first thing. The second is, you mentioned it, we know what their goal is. Their goal is to get rid of the Electoral College and stop President Trump from running for office in 2024. That's their goal, and they're so focused on it, this thing is so partisan. As you pointed out, Grant, they went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this documentary, this production. And who's their first witness going to be? The documentarian who was embedded with this group. So, I mean, that sort of tells you everything you need to know about what this committee's objective really is and how truly partisan the whole operation is.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and she's the founder and proprietor of RegganBabe.com. Megan Barth joins us now. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Good to be talking to you here. Lots to catch up on. First of all, in anticipation of this, January 6th committee infomercial that'll take place tonight, a lot of hype on this. Sounds very similar to all the things that they said that they were going to present at the impeachment of Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, and Adam Schiff claims that there's so much more that the American public hasn't seen. Well, like what, the 14,000 hours of video that they refused to release to the public, the identity name or investigation update on the person who planted two bombs, pipe bombs, outside the RNC and the DNC on the night before. The fact that why did Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Bowser, I believe it was, not approve the request for additional Capitol Police and the National Guard. No one's interested in this story except the deranged Democrats. When even in polling, the number one issue on people's minds right now, which the Democrats don't want to talk about, is the economy. As we are all suffering, people like Debbie Stabenow, who I believe is a senator, if she's not a congresswoman from Michigan, basically said in a congressional hearing the other day that she doesn't even pay attention to gas prices because she drives by them in her electric car, which was funded by the taxpayer.
Of course, exactly. Yes, she is a senator. You're right. Just so you know. Okay, good. From Michigan, of course. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. And then on top of that, we have Janet Yellen and others basically saying, oh, we made a mistake. Oopsie. Inflation isn't transitory. Well, you're kidding. When you print money like drunken sailors and then are just sending people money to stay at home, not work, or giving them gas stipends because gas is so high, guess what happens to the dollar? It devalues.
Well, it says something. Wait, just a second here. Just a pause, just for just a second on Janet Yellen, and people need to get their brain around this. This is a 50-year experienced economist, a former head of the Fed, and she cannot understand something as academic as inflation with all her experience and comes back and says, you know, I made a mistake. Wait a minute. You're too experienced to make a mistake. So it speaks of the fixed ideology of the left, that they're so fixed they've rendered themselves absolutely stupid, and they're doing this all at our expense, Megan.
Well, and they're doing it on purpose. Because you're exactly right. She's not stupid. It wasn't a misstatement. someone with her experience, if she's truly that bad, what is she doing in a top role within the administration, and why has she been around so long as 50 years? But we keep hearing about this word called transition, which is very similar to transformation. Transition that we keep hearing about, well, we're going to transition people away from fossil fuels. Well, we're going to transition them into electric cars or buses. This is part of the transition. The pain is worth the transition. No, it's not. Because Einstein, where does the electricity come from that an electric car plugs into? 95%, if not more, of that electricity comes from coal. So we're never going to go away from fossil fuels. Fossil fuels make the world go round. The only difference is our dependency on foreign countries like Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, China, for everything else, including our energy. And that's exactly what the Democrats are planning and are doing.
Well, you're exactly right, Megan, and the pain is being felt, and look what happened at the midterms. I mean, in California, of all places, quite telling there that you have such a Democratic stronghold, even responding to their fellow Democratic candidates, saying, hell no, that you've gone too far. And this is all an indication, and I think why the Democratic Party is in a bit of a panic about the midterms, and I would say that more than ever, securing our vote is going to be all that much more important because, you know, look at the numbers still, even with the statement that was made in California, look at how many votes Gavin Newsom got. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, this is bizarre that he would garner, especially with the sentiment so anti-democratic. Why would Gavin Newsom gather so many so many votes along with, Becerra? This doesn't seem to be consistent with what, we're seeing at the street level and what's happening anecdotally and practically with what's happening, with the people's vote that was demonstrated there for these primaries.
Yeah, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, but if you have listeners in California, you're never going to have another Republican governor, period. And why do I know that? Well, I lived there for 23 years. I investigated voter fraud while I was there. When you have fraud baked into the bread, you're going to get a piece of fraudulent bread. And this is exactly what's happened in California. The entire system is so entirely corrupted, you're never going to have a free, fair election again. And why do you think it is that Rick Caruso, the billionaire, changed his voter registration, political identity from Republican to Democrat in order to run for mayor in Los Angeles? It's not because Rick Caruso all of a sudden woke up one day and said, guess what? I'm a Democrat. I aligned with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. No, he did that simply to win an election because he knows, he's smart enough to know, that a Republican is not going to hold an executive position within the largest county of one of the most populous states, nor are they going to hold an executive position as leading one of the largest states, because not only is there fraud baked into the bread as far as the voter rolls are concerned, they're filthy dirty, and when you have dirty voter rolls, you get dirty elections. It is because they have a jungle primary. And what a jungle primary means is that the top two vote getters get the position on the final ballot. Well, when you've got an 80% Democrat state, do you really think they're going to split the vote? No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the math is clear, even though they try to make it fuzzy and confusing as always. And getting back to your point regarding this green energy and what the Dems continue to push on us and as they're transitioning us through, common sense has been thrown out the window. And Steve Moore reported here recently that you need a lot of minerals in order to go to a carbon-free energy future, right? And this is according to a foreign policy article that says requires massive amounts of energy, not to mention the extraction of minerals and metals at great environmental and social cost. Now keep that in mind, all right? In order to arrive at the goal that is being set before us, it would require some 34 million metric tons of copper, 40 million tons of lead, 50 million tons of zinc. I know these numbers, you hear these numbers, what is all this mean? We're talking about a lot of stuff here that will basically, let me add the two other lines, 162 million tons of aluminum, 4.8 billion tons of iron. Guess what? With this green energy aspiration that the Dems would have us transition to, basically you're destroying the planet. Is what it comes down to. What a brilliant move. Like, they always want us to do an environmental study on everything, but they can't seem to do one when it applies to their ambitions. We've got more from Megan. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We'll be right back.
it's if we're going to get this country back on track, it really is going to be on the shoulders of the silent majority. You've got to quit being silent, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to come out. The lunatic fringe on both sides has gotten out of hand. It is the tail shaking the dog. Normalcy has exited the building. Common sense has exited the building. And here it is. We're watching our Democratic Republic unwind. I mean, when you've got a, even Mitch McConnell, I'm surprised that Mitch McConnell did not call out Chuck Schumer by name, Megan Barth, in indicting him for his rabid rhetoric that he threw out there targeting Kavanaugh. And now here we are a year and a half later. There's an assassination attempt at 1 o'clock in the morning against Kavanaugh and his family. You know, but for, I guess, maybe whatever was left of the consciousness of this man who calls 911 and says, look, I've got suicide thoughts. And I mean, but for that, this could have been unbelievable what could have happened. And also the fact that Merrick Garland, I will give him a little bit of credit and say that he did have some guards there posted at Kavanaugh's house. But that only had to be done because of what Schumer's done, what Nancy Pelosi has not done, and even the Justice Department by not employing the rule of law. It is against the law to picket and to protest in front of a residence of a Supreme Court justice. But the Democrats, being who they are, the heck with the Constitution, heck with law and order, and then they complain later or even talk that they have some, as right now you talk about transition, they're trying to transition out of all that crazy, stupid stuff from the Summer of Love that they told everybody about police reform and defunding police, and now they're trying to transition to some level of normalcy because we're coming to the midterm and they've got to, you know, I guess reassess their lie and repackage their lie for a new version in hopes that they might be able to hold on to their seats. Is that right?
I really don't think the Democrats care if a Supreme Court justice is threatened and even if he's injured and, God forbid, he is murdered. Because if they did care, they would have not blocked the funding for increased security at the Supreme Court Justice's house like they just did yesterday. They blocked a bill that would have increased funding. The police were only tipped off about the threat because of the 911 call. So without that 911 call, exactly, it doesn't seem to me like security would have even really seen or even intercepted a guy carrying around a backpack and a briefcase at 1 o'clock in the morning in front of a judiciary's house. Or a judge's house.
Exactly.
As you said, there is laws on the books that prevent picketing in front of people's houses. So when you don't enforce the law, there's anarchy. And we've been witnessing anarchy under Democratic-controlled cities, states, and under this administration, quite frankly, for quite some time. Whether it was Summer of Love, like you indicated, they simply just called that a peaceful protest, not a riot. When you don't enforce gun laws, mass shootings happen. And now they want to talk about, oh, let's pass red flag laws. And there's some idiot Republicans, including the one that you mentioned, Mitch McConnell, that believes that he can do a deal with the devil. And who is supposed to determine who gets the red flag? The Democrats? Well, the Democrats have determined that we're Nazis. The Democrats have publicly stated that we're Nazis. The Democrats are holding people in violation of their constitutional rights in solitary confinement for trespassing on the Capitol. The Democrats have actually violated the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, and I can keep going on and on. And so do you really think that they have our 2A rights, that they'll protect it if they just say, oh, well, we're just going to pass red flag laws, but we're going to be the arbiters on who gets those red flags?
Right.
Hard pass, no thank you.
Right. Well, it's never enough, as you said. It's a very dynamic issue when it comes to the Democrats because, I mean, a lot that we're dealing with today, I mean, like you said, you can just go right down any constitutional infringement that you want to go through. I mean, we went through 2.5 years of insane impingement upon our freedoms during COVID, and we're still coming out of that, and America is still kind of in shock and awe, wondering what the heck happened here. Well, what happened is you lost your freedom. You surrendered your freedom to these knuckleheads that took over your liberties, and they abused the Constitution with impunity. And the only way that we can answer back is, first of all, we got to be aware of exactly what happened to the best of our knowledge. And even then, exactly, you know, I think there's enough fruit from this poisonous tree that we've experienced that you don't have to be a genius about. You can just feel this out and figure out what happened, you know, from masking up our kids and doing things that did not make sense whatsoever, that we're finding out that how Dr. Fauci and the NIH and other institutions, how Joe Biden continued to lie to us, and the damage that's being done. I mean, slowly but surely, Megan, the medical results are coming out regarding the vaccines, regarding the processes that happened and you know, during COVID, supposedly in the interest to preserve health. And after it's all said and done, they're about as guilty as the former governor of New York.
Right, and what are the repercussions going to be of that? Zero. I mean, we just saw basically Cuomo get a slap on the wrist when he sent 12,000 elderly people to their deaths. You know, talk about genocide, my God. And so, yes. The Democrats, we've got a two-tiered system of justice. We've been talking about this ad nauseum for years now. And so there really is truly anarchy built into the system, and that is because Democrats can get away with breaking the law, violating the Constitution, abusing their power, and nothing is absolute, nothing, zero, nada is done. Even under the Trump administration, I'm quite shocked that someone who made a living on TV of firing people certainly couldn't fire the people that he had surrounded himself with or that were deeply embedded into the deep state. And so we'll see what happens come this midterm. It's expected to be a red wave, but it has to be a red tidal wave in certain areas in order to overcome the fraud.
But it has to be a red wave with backbone, Megan, to your point. And I agree with you, because we keep getting people, you know, just like in Los Angeles, you know, you get a candidate says that there's no way I'm going to win as a Republican. I'll just change that R to a D. Well, we've got people with soft R's in front of their name and parading as if they're true conservatives and Republicans until they get to the Beltway. There's just something about the zip code there of the Beltway that converts hard R's to a soft R. They become rhinos on us, and then, you know, nothing happens. I mean, here it is. Sadly, you know, there was no question. Donald Trump gave this country a great opportunity, and there were some great things that were done. But sadly, as we realize, the deep state is deeper than we realize, and somebody from outside, even with the acumen, the business acumen that Donald Trump had, there was no way that he was going to be able to clean everything up. There were so many moles, things left over from, you know, from Barack Obama's regime. What happened with Mike Flynn? You had the institutions of the FBI and CIA seeing that, well, Donald Trump, FBI especially, you know, Donald Trump's administration was just getting their, you know, feet underneath them in the White House, and they found a way to wedge their way in to throw out a net and capture Mike Flynn. I mean, these are people that are supposed to be on our side, Megan. And I say our side, I mean America's side. They're not interested, to your point that you said earlier. You know, whether it's Democrats, the institutions, the deep state, the oligarchs, whatever you want to call them, the globalists, they're not interested in America first. They're not interested in supporting we the people. This has to be done at a local level. We've got to be serious about it and adamant about it. And it's going to be from the bottom up, not from the top down, sadly, because the institutions are all compromised and they've been infiltrated to such a degree. I don't know if there's any integrity whatsoever at that level. You got 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you bring us home. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, I think there needs to be a tidal wave, not just a red wave, this election. And I think that if we look at the voting specifically on the 10 Republicans who voted to increase the age where people can defend themselves from 18 to 21, need to be primaried and ousted. Moderates kill the Republican Party, not conservatives.
President Biden recently announced a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the nation's largest liquefied natural gas facilities will shut down for 3 weeks. The closure of the Freeport LNG plant in Texas comes after an explosion Wednesday morning caused damage to it. The facility provides about 20% of the nation's LNG processing. An investigation into the explosion is underway. Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residence in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to green meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you ready to build your dream home anywhere, anytime? How about with propane? Think about it. Well, joining us today is Matt Blashaw. He's a real estate expert, builder, and co-host of HGTV's Build It Forward. Now, Matt is here to share information about how propane makes it possible to build a comfortable, high-performance, energy-efficient, and swoon-worthy home in any location. Matt, welcome back. Good to be talking to you again. How are you?
Hey, excellent. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, building a dream home anywhere, for some people, that may sound a little too good to be true, Matt, so tell us how it's possible.
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of helping families either select a home or build their dream home, and what they're looking for is something comfortable, energy-efficient houses, and they want to use clean energy and really get premium performance from their house, and propane makes that possible. You can build your interior living space, a dynamic living space. You can build an incredible outdoor space, and families that are seeking to build that dream home don't necessarily need to wait for the utility company to install a natural gas line. Propane is right there in a tank. It's made right here in the USA, and it makes it possible to build your dream home where you want it right now.
Wow, that's excellent. Now, you can build where there isn't a gas utility line. That's what you're just saying, right?
Yeah, you can. And in fact, I prefer as a builder to build with a home that uses propane because it's clean, it's efficient. I've had so many clients tell me what a great, efficient cooking source that it is. And what happens is that I, with a professional propane analyst, we look at the house, we look at the appliances, and we will size a tank that is right for your house. And the tanks can be installed above ground or buried underground. And a propane home is going to be more resilient because a home that relies on natural gas or the grid, you have to wait for that energy to come to your house. The propane is right there in the back of your house when you need it the most.
Matt, this seems almost too good to be true, and you think, gosh, this is such a great alternative. Why are more people not turning to propane? Is it just a lack of knowledge and understanding of the benefits of propane?
Well, I do. Yeah, you know, if you think about it, people think propane just comes out of a barbecue, right? You just get that little small, tiny tank in there, and that's what it's going to be. No, you can power an entire house, you know, most of your appliances with propane. And I've been building, and my father-in-law builds off the grid down in Rogersville, Missouri. And you have that energy tank right there. You would not be able to tell a house that runs on natural gas or propane. You couldn't tell the difference. But what you can tell the difference is that you have a premium performance. You have a clean burning energy source. You're not relying on the electrical grid, because when we think about the electrical grid, we don't know where that power is coming from. And the more stress we put on the power grid right now, as we make the electricity, we're putting more greenhouse gases in the air. So it's not about one energy source. It's about a diverse energy source. And that's what it should be for America, because that's what is going to make it a more reliable energy source and really give your family some energy independence.
Well, Matt, they're talking later on this year, we could be looking at rolling brownouts across the country. And those homes that are outfitted with propane, no big problem for them, right?
No, and in fact, you know, I'm an Orange County kid. I moved to the Midwest, and last night we had a tornado warning, and a tornado went through about three blocks from our house. And I tell you what, it was a blackout, and we're still in a blackout for six hours. So that was frightening. But you really realize your dependency on the energy that comes into your house. And a propane powered generator is an amazing source for your family. It kicks it on 10 seconds right after the blackout. And the more propane powered appliances you have, the less reliant you are on other energy sources, and the easier life goes back to normal, which I know my wife and my son, they're looking for life to go back to normal right now. But it's great to have that energy source. So it's really, I'm just kind of, you know, trying to get the word out there for when you're deciding on where you're going to build, or, you know, if you have natural gas, that's fine. That's fine. But if you want to look into propane and the benefits of propane, it's a great energy and a great decision for your family.
Well, we're spending some time here with Matt Blashaw, and he's the expert builder, real estate expert builder, and co-host of HGTV's Build It Forward. And we're going to talk a little bit about his program in just a moment. But we were talking off air before that Matt and I, when he says Orange County, he's not talking Orange County, Florida, Orange County, California. And I spent many years there and worked in radio in Southern California for many years. So very familiar, you know, with the area. And, of course, in California, it's all about earthquakes, but since he and I both have moved east, in fact, last night we had to deal, well, actually, night before last, Matt, we dealt with a little tornado action, and it a bit of lightning even hit the a little too close to some of the power alert areas here where I live, and man, it set everything squirrely. So, but we were able to.
Where do you move?
I moved to Florida. I'm on the East Coast.
Florida.
And so, yeah, I'm going, what do you mean? What do you mean tornadic action? I mean, I'm still trying to get adjusted to hurricanes, you know? And they,
oh
no,
oh,
we got a tornado coming through, you know, just for fun.
Yeah. I'll take. I've had earthquakes my entire life in Orange County, yes. California, and I tell you, I'll take that any day of the week over a tornado. That was pretty exhilarating last night. 1:30 in the morning, all the phones going off. It is just scary, but it really brings to light of how prepared are we?
Exactly.
And we all know it's not just from rain events or thunderstorms or tornadoes. You've got rolling blackouts because of in Texas they had all the ice that froze
over
all the electrical lines as well. So it's energy dependence, and we really start thinking about where does our energy source come from? How can we safeguard our family? What can we do? And that's why that propane tank. That is stored right there in the back of your home. With a professional, we figure out how big of a tank we need to use, and how much is going to be supplied. It is reliable. It comes to you. And it's made right here in the USA. So it's just something to think about the next time, before that tornado hits or before that blackout. What can you do to safeguard your family? And it really does help the environment by offsetting some greenhouse gases, because that electric grid is so inefficient. You lose about 60% of the power that is generated at the power plant by the time it gets to your house.
Right.
So the delivery system is not efficient at all. And so we just need to think about diversifying a little bit. What can we do to safeguard our family? What can we do to really make an impact on the environment?
Well, as fuel costs go up, Matt, we only got about a minute left. I mean, what's the saving comparison of propane versus regular gas right now as that continues to go up?
Yeah, I mean, it's all very comparable. And I'm not saying, if you have natural gas and it's already into your neighborhood, that's a good source. For you, the benefits of it, if you're paying for electricity or natural gas, the benefits of propane, I believe outweigh those. So, it's just make the decision between you and your family. And you can find out what those propane rates are. You can go to your propane professional. They're in every city. They'll be able to point you into the right direction. And make sure that your house is perfectly energized.
Got about 30 seconds left here, Matt. Tell us about your new show and where people can go for more information.
Absolutely. New show is called Build It Forward for HGTV. I traveled around the country, and I helped homeowners that have a real special place in this community. These are people that either started charities or work for charities, and we give them a surprise renovation of a lifetime.
Wow.
It's a great-hearted show on HGTV. You can stream it right now on Discovery Plus.
And for more information, you can go to propane.com. Matt Blashaw, HGTV star and real estate and building expert. Hey, Matt, thank you very much. Appreciate all the info. Take care.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Evie Bear Carroll joining us to talk about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. And she is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, always good to have you. Real quick, only because the last couple times with you and your dad, we were talking about, you know, the success of Top Gun. I mean, doing great. I finally had a chance to see the movie myself. I will say that I'm still a bit partial to one, you know, to the first version. Although, boy, I'll tell you, people are really responding to this, you know, to kind of embrace some traditional American values and manhood and all that kind of deal. I think this is, you know, playing to a public that's been hungry for, you know, some first principle ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. The movie, you know, is a very patriotic, pro-America movie, and it's got, you know, nothing, you know, no new concepts in there, if we'll say it like that. You know, it's a very straightforward, you know, traditional view of life. And so, you know, the numbers are showing that people want to go to that and they want to see that, because it's actually around the world, it's already gotten $500 million at the box office, and it's only been out for, this will be its third week. So that's pretty incredible.
Right. Exactly. And then, of course, now we just hear breaking that Paramount, who is the studio that produced the movie, they are getting hit with a lawsuit because the copyright was only allowed for a certain period of time. And by the time, because of COVID and all the other interruptions, they're on the other side. They're beyond the time of which they were allowed, you know, to utilize and be able to produce this movie, right?
Right. So the family of the author is now suing because they say that, you know, it was inspired by articles. You know, the original author was doing articles, and so they say the copyright was, you know, passed because this movie was supposed to come out during COVID, and that was when it was supposed to, you know, the copyright was supposed to be good. Okay, come on. You know, I think that this has to do with $500 million on the line, right? But look.
Exactly.
Realize that actually so many movies get lawsuits come out at them, and books, you know, they are constantly having lawsuits, but we don't always read about it. But because of the success of this movie, you know, this will be in the news if there's going to be this lawsuit.
Yep, exactly. Well, so far, the box office is totaling $295 million. $150 million was the first weekend. You know, for Tom Cruise, that was his biggest weekend earnings ever in his history. So, you know, this is a grand slam. And like you said, there's nothing like money out there to, you know, make the family say, okay, maybe there's a little bit of a foul here. And I'm sure that Paramount will probably, you know, skim off a little bit to the Yanes to make them feel good that, you know, because I, you know, again, this is reasonable. You know, it got delayed because of COVID. Also, what was it? The main director died before, you know, and so they had to replace him as well. So there were some natural, unexpected circumstances that surrounded the release of this movie that, you know, that delayed its release.
Exactly. So there's, you know, it was one of the big releases that was coming out before. They kept pushing it back, and you're right. These are things under a contract that would be called, you know, force measure, where you don't expect this to happen. So, you know, yeah. Nobody would have known that this could have thing happened to the world. So.
But like you say, it's kind of hard, you know, for the people to look at, you know, all those millions of dollars that are coming to the box office and say, wait, well, you know, hey, you know, can we get our beak a little bit more wet as a result of the success? And who would have thought that it was going to be this successful? But, you know, here we are. But, you know, that'll work out. And meanwhile, at this point right now, the movie is continuing to be played on the big screen and fans are coming out in record numbers. And this will be great. And this is without China's help, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And so it is doing well and it is showing that people want this, the pro-American content. So I'm sure they're going to make more of it, right? I'm sure they'll make more spinoffs from it, because when something does well, you know, then you get 10 Fast and Furious movies. You get, you know,
right, exactly.
Every type of Thor movie or every type of Avenger movie. And so that's how I'm sure it's going to continue on this series.
Well, let's transition to Star Trek, Strange New Worlds. Tell us about this one.
So Star Trek has a new television show, a series that's on Paramount, and so they're on Paramount Plus, which is a streaming service for Paramount, and it's nice to see that they are continuing some good themes that Star Trek has, and some really pro, good values, moral values, and they're following Christopher Pike, who is the, you know, second captain of the Enterprise, and they're going to new planets, right? You know, if you've ever watched the Star Trek, they're always going to new planets. That's what it's all about, finding new planets, new aliens, new this, new that, and so it's nice that it's just fun. It's a fun movie, a fun series for, you know, teenagers and above, but they haven't introduced anything that's not of traditional values, and so that's nice to know that that's out there.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, when you consider the universe and how massive God has created it to be, Star Trek, you know, could have a real long run in terms of new explorations, as we've seen before, right?
Right. I think the original one lasted, you know, I don't know, some insane amount of series, right, where just seasons and seasons and seasons of it, because people really loved it. And they even learned the languages that they were, you know, the Trekkie languages. And there's all these.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And so it's going to be, you know, this could potentially go for longer as well.
Exactly. And speaking of a good long run, the Shrek movies, Mike Myers says, hey, I'm in it for the long haul, right?
The Shrek movies, some of them had some really good, you know, remember the first Shrek movie had a great moral to it. Mm-hmm. It's not on the outside, it's what's on the inside, and loving each other for that. And so so it would be nice if they continued them because they were fun and silly content, and they, you know, it's sounding like it could be a potential that they continue it.
Yeah, maybe so. That's like you said, the initial one was you know was very family friendly, and you know, one that you know, the kids loved and related to, and you know, opened up some real positive conversations as well. Let's talk about TikTok expanding into gaming. This is interesting.
This is a very interesting thing because gaming is extremely popular in today's day, and so TikTok is now expanding into gaming, which could be, you know, an issue, as you need to be mindful of what your children are, you know, watching and playing, because video games can have a really high influence on people. Even adults have an influence with video games and can be consumed by it.
Exactly.
Hours and hours and hours on days and on end. And so TikTok is now expanding, and this is a really big thing within this kind of social media world that they're going to try to do this.
And I think people are realizing, as you brought up a couple of weeks ago, Evie, when we talked about, you know, gaming addiction, that this is a real issue, that people are becoming addicted to gaming.
Yes, there was even a story a couple years ago that this couple had a baby, but then they had a baby in the Sims game, and the Sims baby was living well. They were focusing so much on their Sims baby that the actual baby passed away. And so, you know, people get so consumed in this way, and they take it as their kind of whole world, and it's really a false reality. And so you need to be careful on that, because they create it in a way that it's addicting. That's the creators have done that. And so they want you to spend more hours on there because it helps their numbers, it helps their ad figures, it helps really everything for them. So that's how they want it, you know, to create it.
How crazy is that? You are so focused on your cyber baby, you ignore your real baby. I mean, you're too young to remember this, but there was a movie called Reefer Madness that was all about, you know, marijuana addiction. And, you know, this kind of, if I might say, reeks of a similar plot here. But, wow, what a heartbreak, you know, to think about this. Speaking of heartbreaks, Amy Grant, neat story, how Faith helped Amy through a health scare, and here, you know, she goes to the doctor with her husband Vince Gill because they think that he's got heart problems, and he goes through his testing, everything's fine with Vince, but the doctor says, hey Amy, we got to take a look at you, there's something wrong with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so she, you know, the doctor on the spot said, you know, we need to look at you, Amy. And they were so happy that her husband was okay, but scared because she needed to undergo open heart surgery. And so that is a huge deal.
Wow.
She just came close to, you know, she's strong in her faith, but these sort of things kind of make you even, you know, closer to God and lead you to more and more prayer. And so she said that that's just what she did. And she, you know, she asked for others' prayer, and the surgery was a success. So that was a good thing. But, you know, it's a good testimony, right? Because it's good to look at these type of stories and remember that God is faithful, and you know, His will be done no matter what. What the outcome is, but just, you know, have faith and hope in Him.
Amen. It's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She is the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Thanks, Evie. Take care.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer.